and welcome to NSTA, The Bus Stop. This is the official podcast of the National School Transportation Association. I'm Kurt Mackison, Executive Director. Just want to let you know that today's episode of NSTA, The Bus Stop, is sponsored by Salus Product Group. Salus Product Group is proud to offer pure, hard surface disinfectant, a fast-acting, long-lasting, non-toxic, ready-to-use surface disinfectant. It's EPA registered and approved effective against COVID-19 with 24-hour residual protection. Pure hard surface disinfectant can be applied with any of our misting sprays, making it the perfect low-cost solution for bus, classroom, facility surface disinfectant applications. So if you're interested in pure hard surface disinfectant, please visit the Salus website at www.saluspg.com, or you can email the Salus team at sales@saluspg.com for more information. Now, today at the bus stop, we have another guest who's been with us several times, Antonio Civitella, CEO of TransFinder. And Tony brings a lot of passion to these podcasts, so I'm grateful to welcome him back. So welcome, Tony.
Thank you for having me back. This is great.
Well, you know, I think we've done at least two, maybe three, you know, previous podcasts. But for folks who may not have heard the previous editions, why don't you talk a little bit about TransFinder? Give us a little bit of background about the company and you personally.
I would love to talk about TransFinder. That's why I live, breathe, everything. Of course, I do have a school bus yellow run through my veins. This has been my college project over 32 years ago and worked out to be great. Of course, I grew up with many people in this industry. I learned a lot. And of course, we talk about what our product does. We're a software company. Mainly, it's routing, logistics, fleet maintenance, communication with parents and throughout the district. But you know, the number one thing we always talk about, all the features, functionality, they're awesome. But guess what always ranks number one is safety. How do we make sure that our software still keeps the router and the operators number one thing in there and that's top of mind is safety. How do we make sure everything is always safe? For example, because again, everyone says it's safety. Well, what are you doing about that? Well, one of the things our product does is that when we create a stop, and especially the door-to-door, right in our software, it forces the right-hand side pickup. What does that mean? That even when the bus approaches, the door has to be on the right-hand side, which means the student doesn't cross. And we could prohibit all that. And it's almost like the operator doesn't have to think about that. There's so much you should worry about. To worry about having software make a mistake and force the kid to cross the street because maybe you shave half a mile or you shave a couple minutes. That's crazy. So that's the type of things we talk about all the time. But I think many of you do know what TransFinder does. We have many software out there. Again, routing, logistics, fleet maintenance, communication. But I could talk all day long if that's what you want.
Well, first, let's talk about TransFinder and its relationship with NSTA. And I think that's really kind of grown over the past two or three years. So why don't you give us, from your perspective, an idea of what that looks like?
Well, one of the things is NSTA is that we've been partners. We're vendors. Of course, we support the organization. And of course, we've done webinars together. We've done other podcasts together. But the relationship that's been growing is that from the contractor side, it's a different, right? It's a little bit of clearly, again, back to safety. You know, they're the same, but it's a little bit different approach. So how can you optimize? How can you utilize as many of your resources as best as possible? Because many of the partners, if not all of them, are a profit-based. So how can you make sure that you're profitable to continue providing the same service? So this is where our software, how can we do that, right? Because whenever you think about efficiency and safety, sometimes those two, you know, don't mix well. This is where our software does a great job. And we are partnering with many of your members. We want to get feedback. And this is the part of the relationship that from the NSTA, we're able to meet tons of other contractors that give us the feedback. And by the way, when I talk about feedback, people would like to get always good feedback. We also want to hear the not so good, the not so good feedback. And I always talk about we want the good, the bad, and even the ugly part of feedback. That's how we grow. So clearly it's a different side. You know, it's a different side of the NSTA relationship, especially as I mentioned before, the partnership from vendors and from the contractors, what we've gotten the feedback of how our product could still provide the best and most safest routes, but also be as efficient as possible, because we all know profitability is still top of mind for contractors. So these are the type of relationship that we have gained from NSTA.
All right. So Tony, you know, you have a technology, Route Finder Plus. Can you describe it to folks and kind of any new features that are now available with it?
There's tons of features for a Route Finder Plus. One of them is optimization. So we've spent many years on with contractors, with school districts, to understand what do they think? What do they go through when optimizing routes and really consolidating routes? So one of the strongest feature that's in Plus is trip optimization. What it does is it takes account of the institutional knowledge, the local knowledge. So you're able to, we provide these good maps. And again, I'm going to say good, but they're not perfect. We provide ways for our clients to go in and change their maps. They're called travel scenarios. Literally go in and create a travel scenario for the morning, because we know the traffic patterns are different from morning compared to the afternoon. So they clearly say in the morning that left-hand turn should be prohibited, or try to avoid that left-hand turn in the morning. But the afternoon, it's okay. It's the opposite way. So those are the type of things that once our clients bake all this information, again, as they slowly put that into our product can actually create these very efficient routes and really eliminate some routes. And, you know, the timing, of course, is with the driver shortage. It's just horrible. I mean, everyone is experiencing it with the driver shortage. How can we eliminate some bus routes? If we eliminate some bus routes, well, maybe we don't need so many substitute drivers. So those are the things that really it's top of mind. What we were able to do with the optimization is very unique. And of course, it's on a browser. Our products was our main product is still called Route Finder Pro. It's a Windows-based product, but everybody wants a browser. And really, let's face it, over a year and a half ago, as we all had to figure out how to work from home or remotely, a desktop application just didn't make sense. So we've been working on a browser product for several years, almost 4 years at this point, actually now our fifth year. So that made sense. So there's a lot of functionality, but I got to say that for what's going on today, the trip optimization to me bubbles to the top.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously we know that the driver shortage is the number one issue facing school bus operators, you know, in the current environment. But are there other services that TransFinder offers that can assist, you know, school bus operators, you know, during this period of time?
Well, there is another product, of course, Plus with optimization to me bubbles to the top. There's other product. We've created products that are more the driver's app and their navigation and attendance app. The advantage of this product, and it's called Wayfinder, the advantage of it is that we recognize in the past that a lot of time, a driver that drives the same route within the first couple of weeks, they know everything. You know, they know that Billy comes in, you know, from the different side of the house instead of the driveway. They know all this stuff. In a couple of weeks, they know the entire route. They know everything. The problem is substitute drivers, because the drivers are there's no guarantee they're going to run the same route every day. So we've solved that by in our app, in our Wayfinder navigation and attendance app, we have a simulation piece. Literally, a driver, they actually can sit at home if the school district allows to give access to that app on their personal device. They could literally simulate what the route's going to be, turn by turn, stop by stop. Literally, at the stop, these are the kids you're going to pick up. And of course, if there's a student pictures, they could even see the student's pictures. And by the way, see all that information. And when they drop off the students, perhaps it has to be a parent. Maybe it's got to be mom. And by the way, this is what mom looks like. Here's the mom's information. These are all things that makes the whole process a little smoother, of course. And again, we think about the substitute drivers. That's really always the toughest part. And, you know, the typical what happens is that you're driving around and you can see these drivers are flipping through pieces of paper to figure out, all right, where am I turning now? Where am I going now? And, right. and that the delay, no one could afford that delay. So that's really the other big part, that drivers feel a little bit, you know, more comfortable. It's like, all right, I know what route I'm going to be doing tomorrow. And really, you could be notified the night before, hey, Rick, do this route tomorrow. And by the way, why don't you simulate it? That way you're not completely lost, because every time you run a route, you're just lost all the time. And those are the type of things our clients are doing right now.
Yeah. And, you know, it struck me in your intro, you know, talking about going, you know, through this evolution over the past, you know, 30 years. I mean, you know, I'm just picturing this 30 years ago, Tony, what you were doing was, you know, perhaps considered in large part a novelty or a fad, and how it's evolved since then to even, I'm sure, within recent times, within, you know, the past 5 years, there still have been folks who've been skeptical that this stuff is, you know, effective. But that's just me looking on the outside. Is that kind of how it evolved?
That's funny you say it that way, because over 30 years ago, as we're trying to sell our software, and it was only a couple of us at TransFinder. And by the way, we're now, there was only a handful of us. It's like, you know, I think in 2000, there was only 6 employees at TransFinder. So that's how small we've been. And now we're reaching close to 150 employees at TransFinder. So we've grown tremendously. But those early years, I have to tell you, and people in the audience will understand this. Transportation department always got like the leftover computers, you know, the computers that nobody really wanted as they're buying computers throughout the district. Oh, let's get a computer for the transportation department. So they would have these computers and they're old. The monitors were tiny. Of course, we want a nice big monitor because that way you're using the graphic and user interface to see what you're doing. But the power, the CPUs, the memory was just always not great. It's always like the school district would just dump off their computers to transportation. So that was always a hurdle. I have to tell you, it was always an obstacle, because schools wanted transportation to get software like ours, but they didn't provide them computers. And that so that evolution really starting to take off. There's like some great leaders in transportation that realize, hey, if you want me to get software, you got to also give me the right computers to run these software. So that was the first one. The next one was at a certain point, speaking of computers, that people at the district or really in transportation started really realizing, I got a better computer at home than in my office. And I think that's what did it. Because people were buying computers and personal computers, doing tons of stuff at home, they would get to the office and it was not great, right? The speed was not there. Maybe they didn't even have the internet. And on top of that, a lot of software out there, and I have to tell you, were old looking, you know, they had that DOS look. And meanwhile, people are at home using all these things like AOL, right? AOL online. Internet and so forth. And of course, then you get to the office, like you get this black and white screen. It's like, what the heck is going on here? And I think that's really what drove everything. Saying, how can I be at home at a faster computer than my school district is providing? So I think that's really what changed. And of course, you're right about the novelty. And a lot of people would say, I could do a better job than a computer. And you know, most of the time, I'm going to agree with them. It's the tedious stuff. It's the stuff that where computers come in. For example, you define a stop, and a stop is defined by different variables. When a kid comes into that neighborhood, why do you have to think about it? Let the system, if you feel comfortable at a certain point, let the kid automatically be assigned to that stop. Make that process faster. And so these are the things that computers, and again, it's the fear of the unknown. So a lot of, we do so much education. Yes, we present our solution and we show what our product does, but we spend most of our time educating the industry, what, how it does, why we do it a certain way, why you should use this, and why you should use our product except instead of Brand X. So we're in it really in a, almost an education right. business.
Yeah, that's really interesting. All right, Tony, one last question. You know, when it dovetails with the previous question, you know, about the evolution of you know, Transfinder and your product, and that's parent engagement. So, you know, previously 30 years ago, children, you know, were taken to the bus stop, dropped off at school, and parents would really, if something concerning arose, be contacted by phone, you know, at their place of business. And now things have evolved to a situation where they can almost follow their children's day, you know, certainly, or a good portion of it. What, you know, what is your insight about, you know, parent engagement and how that can be, you know, helpful? And if there are areas where it might be too overwhelming?
Oh, that's a good one. I want to start with the last part. It is overwhelming because we have to always remind ourselves, and I have to remind a lot of people in my company, what does a parent look like? This is could be a 30-something, maybe 40, 41 years old individual. They've grown up using technology. So they're able to order meals through an app. So when it comes to their precious loved ones, the old way didn't work. And of course, when you're saying about, you know, when parents get a phone call, nobody wanted to get that phone call. But now things have changed.
Right.
Let's let the parents be self-serve themselves. Let them, you know, and again, it's almost like feast on this data. And I'm gonna, you know, I don't want to sound like it's a buffet here, but it really let the parents feast on the data that's provided. And again, the fear, and there is a fear. And we see our clients are worried about it. Like, wow, that means now I have to keep up everything up to date and everything has to be perfect. Maybe. It's the data. Parents want to be able to see that. Let them think about this. We built products. One of them is an internet product that's actually been out for many years, almost 20 years at this point. It's called InfoFunder I. When we first launched that product, we got a little bit, some of the feedback was not as pleasant. In other words, like we mean, parents can be could go online, type in an address, and it tells you what stop. Like, this is crazy. Why would we ever want parents to see that? Well, because parents call you, don't they? How many calls do you get on a daily basis, especially at the beginning of the year or just before the school starts? Or realtors, when they're trying to sell a house, they want to know, well, what school does this house belong to? Like, you're getting these phone calls. Wouldn't it be nice to let? And by the way, well, we don't want these bad people know where these bus stops are located. And of course, I remember defending why we did this. Again, part of the educating part. Like, wait a minute, school buses are not camouflaged. I could just, if I'm a bad person, I could literally follow a school bus and see where it stops. It's not like they're, you know, they're not camouflaged. Everyone knows what a school bus looks like. So that fear, I have to tell you, took a while for that to go away. But then realized, like, wow, this is really an advantage. It's an advantage of having an online system that you could look. And remember, we never showed students' name, but we looked at, here's a stop. If you're going to school, here's a stop, and here's a time, and here's a driver, and here's the vehicle, the bus number that's going to pick you up. Wow, we reduced thousands of phone calls for a school district. And so, but again, sometimes you have to believe it, right? You have to see it because it is something new. And we are disrupting, right? I believe we've disrupted the industry for many years and we're going to continue disrupting it. And when you're a disruptor, it takes a lot of educating. It takes a lot of, like, this is why we did it this way, because we feel your pain is our job to solve this pain and to reduce the pain. So yeah, a lot has happened, and I'm truly proud of what we've done. I'm proud of my team, and I'm also proud of the industry and how they stepped up. They've stepped up really the past year and a half, how much they stepped up to the plate and not be so afraid. There's tons of leaders out there that were able to, you know, just make changes and don't be afraid of it. So I think parents at this point are, that's not going to go back. Parents are going to want even more. So decide and roll it out slowly. I always tell clients, like, don't just give everything. Just don't just turn on that faucet and let all that data go there, because you want to control what's coming out of that faucet. And so control it, control the message, control the social media too. We have other products that are, you know, specific for parents. We've given parents a way for them to securely communicate back to transportation, feedback. You know, you'd rather get a place like that than for them to go on social media and blast the district. I'd rather hear it directly to me. If you're not happy with my service, I'd rather get the phone call directly than read it on a newspaper or on social media. Because at that point, I can't help. Right. I can help it, but now my image is... So we want to help school districts manage that messaging and communication. So we've put a lot of thoughts. We have a lot of products that do that for them.
Yeah, a lot of great information on this podcast. Tony, if folks want to find out more about TransFinder or connect with you or your team, how can they do that?
Well, TransFinder.com is the home away from home website. I think this should be just part of the favorites. It should be part of your tool, you know, everyone out there. And, you know, it's not just our products. We've done so many of these podcasts, webinars, and throughout a year and a half, proud to say that we've actually collected tons of best practices. So go there, go on our website. And by the way, you want to talk about evolution. If someone wants to binge watch, instead of binge watching some series on Netflix, well, go in there and binge watch some of our webinars and you could see what we've done since last spring to now and how the industry has evolved. And, you know, it's a good reminder how people stepped up. And again, just like NSTA has stepped up and really you guys have all come together as an organization to how we all become better, not just technology, but just better people and just better leaders. And so again, TransFinder.com is the place to go, and it's all that up there. So marketing at TransFinder.com. There's so many ways. And by the way, if anyone wants to email me, I'd love to hear from people. I have a short version, so I'm going to keep it super, super secret on a podcast. I like that. Tony, it's T-O-N-Y.
I like it.
TransFinder.com. So anyone wants ever email me directly, I love getting emails. Again, I want the good, the bad, and ugly. Maybe a little less ugly, but I want it all. So Tony at TransFinder.com is my personal email, and I obviously check it all the time, but I'm super proud of everyone in this industry.
Yeah, and before I go, I want to thank the Salus Product Group for sponsoring this podcast. And then also our guest today is Antonio Civitella, CEO of TransFinder. Tony, thanks so much for taking time out. Always a great podcast.
My pleasure. Take care.